Okay, now there has been a lot of coverage and reports that read as follows, and I hadn't come across this, and I was pretty much across most of what happened at Chrysler, and I the emergency response at the time was, it was cross-border, it was all resources that you need, they're there for you, and I would have thought if something like I'm about to read had happened, I would have heard about that at the time. Some Northern Ireland ambulances were unable to rush to Chrysler after last year's explosion that killed 10 people because foreign-born paramedics on board did not have visas that allowed them to cross the border. The disclosure about the Alton na Gabhán Hospital-based ambulances in Derry was made to an inquiry by the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly into the operation of the century-old Common Travel Area Agreement between the Republic and the United Kingdom. The comments came from Fine Gael Senator Eimear Curry. As I say, it's the first I had heard of that, and I would have expected to hear about this if this were the case. And we tried to get the senator to tell us where she got this information from. Dr. Nigel Ruddle is a medical director at the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service and joins us on the programme now. Nigel, and I presume this has been thrust upon the Northern Irish Ambulance Service, this information, as it has us. But what have you? What can you tell us as to these claims by this senator?
Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to come on, because this is as much a surprise to us as it appears to have been to you. We were made aware of these media reports about the response to Chrysler on the 7th of October and this suggestion that some of our crews were unable to respond due to visa issues. We would like to put on record that our response to Chrysler was not affected in any way due to border or visa issues. No NIA staff were prevented from crossing the border for any reason. And to be honest, we're deeply concerned at any reports suggesting this, because those comments will be deeply upsetting to the victims and families who were and still are affected by this tragedy.
And I think that's a very fair comment, Doctor, but also I think it does a disservice to the spirit of the response to that crisis, the cross-border nature of it, the fact that all gloves were off, it was all hands on deck.
You've described it very well there. I can remember the phone call coming in and returning to our control room when this was unfolding. We immediately dispatched a range of resources, including our air ambulance, our helicopter team on board, our specialist, what we call our hazardous area response team, ambulance officers, paramedics, emergency technicians, and even some of our non-emergency transport crews to assist our colleagues in the National Ambulance Service. And in fact, later on that evening, we sent further crews as they came on for night shift to relieve the crews who had already been responding. And we were on scene well into the weekend to assist with the rescue and recovery efforts. So we are very clear that we are not aware of any difficulties at all in responding to this incident. We do not believe we held anybody back. And in fact, the issue of visas and border issues did not arise on the day.
That being said, I'm sure you would have had knowledge in advance, not of Chrysler, but in advance and the fallout from Brexit, that there could be issues. Is that something you had taken account of to minimise the impact of that as much as possible?
Yes, on a number of levels. First of all, we do have a memorandum of understanding, and it's been long in place with the National Ambulance Service to provide cross-border assistance in the event of a major incident. We had done work ahead of EU exit to identify a very small number of our staff who were non-EU nationals, and we worked with them ahead of EU exit to make sure they had the necessary paperwork in place to allow them to continue to work unhindered. There have been queries before about the cross-border working of registered healthcare professionals, such as paramedics, etc. And we have a lot of discussion back and forwards with our own Department of Health and between the two governments to allow crews to respond across the border, which we do on an almost daily basis anyway. But to allow them to continue to respond across the border where there's a clear, immediate, identified humanitarian need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Doctor, I mean, we know the amazing collaborative response and the unfettered response as well, because we all came together at that time.
And we, obviously, you know, and I hope you do know, we all greatly appreciate it. And I'm really pleased that you made yourself available at such short notice just to absolutely clarify the situation.
Well, thank you very much for that opportunity. Our thoughts are absolutely still with our colleagues, friends and neighbours affected by this. I know Chrislev well. I would visit there often. And we have been particularly touched in the service by some of the incredibly kind communication we've had from members of the community in the aftermath of this incident.
Okay. Take care of yourself, Doctor. Thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it. Okay.